Now, for those who love the sea, there's no better feeling, perhaps, than getting into the water either with a board in hand or just for a refreshing swim. And with so many ways to enjoy the sea and so many beaches that you can do things on, you just can take your pick. Well, one sport growing in popularity is kayaking, but there have been some recent incidents. So how safe is it? Becky Williams is finding out. Becky, morning to you.
Good morning, Roger. It might be a bit overcast, but the sun is just peeping through now, and some might say it's a perfect day for kayaking. Now, as you can probably hear, the waves are lapping up against the rocks here, and to the right of me is that domineering silhouette of Le Hoc. Now, right in the distance, you can still see, even at this time in the morning, quite a few little boats disappearing. And I, too, am sat in a boat this morning. I'm in a trusty orange kayak, but my boating skills aren't quite up to going on the water just yet, so I'm still on terra firma. And Derek Heron from Kayak Adventures has been giving me a few tips on my paddling technique. So, Derek, how am I doing this morning?
Well, I've still got a fair way to go, but the key thing is it's a great fun sport to get active in. And the key issue, I think, is probably that we probably need to get you into a few better bits of kit.
Yes, it is quite chilly down here. Now, tell me, you've probably seen I'm a complete novice. If I wanted to rent a kayak for a day, could I do so, or would I need a few more lessons?
Well, it certainly is possible to rent kayaks. People run tours around the island as well. And I think one of the key things is probably to go and get a little bit of advice and tuition, particularly if you're going to start thinking in terms of buying your own kayak. We see an awful lot of people heading out when we're running our tours around the coast, for example, where people basically are just seeing a great bit of sunshine. The sea looks pretty nice like it is today. They're jumping on board and away they go, but they're not taking a few basic preparations.
And just how safe is kayaking then?
I think like any outdoor sport, there's always elements of risk. And when we look at where incidents and accidents have happened, preparation has tended to be one of the key sort of factors. And it's a case often of the word I used to use, and we use quite a lot, is seamanship. If you've got an awareness of the elements and the conditions, you're going to probably be making much more wise judgments.
And what sort of incidents have you seen happen? I mean, I know one happened at Wainey last year and people had to get rescued. Have you seen anything happen like that?
Yes, we've certainly come across in recent years. In proportion to the number of people who are driving around and using kayaks, it's actually very low. But, of course, the fact of the matter is, if something goes wrong, for those individuals concerned, it could be absolutely frightening. But we've come across people, for example, disappearing off around some of the headlands because they naturally want to explore and they keep on going. And then suddenly the times tick past, they notice that actually as they come back around the headland, conditions may have changed. Probably because they hadn't realised the tides were turning. Today is a nice example. We've got quite a nice light wind, nothing major. People blast off paddling along with the wind behind them. And just as when you ride your bicycle, you fly off into the distance, turn around, and suddenly you've now got a wall of wind to paddle against. Another incident we came across some years ago was a person, they left one of the bays, went around to go and have a coffee at one of the cafes, took a bit too long in the queue, and as a result, they missed the tide again and had a few problems. So these are sort of issues that are cropping up. And when you look at it, it's down to having an awareness and understanding. And I think one of the key things people need to be thinking very carefully about is where do you decide to go from? And simple things like, what is the weather conditions like?
And obviously, I mean, the clothing is very important as well.
Yeah, it's as you can see today, you know, if you're sitting here, you've got a little bit of wind. You're wearing a nice sort of town jacket, which is fine in town. But if we now put a wind sheeter just across you, you may already notice the change of the wind, but also you're much warmer. And again, that's the key thing. If you dress for immersion, the what-if factor. When we've had all this hot, sunny weather recently, you know, the water temperature is 12 degrees. If you fall in and you're wearing just shorts and T-shirts, as some people have been, you are going to get cold. The water will literally take your breath away.
And I have to say, just when you put that wind sheet up in front of me, I mean, it's a simple jumper, really, but it really does make that difference, and I felt a lot warmer, I have to say. So just how popular is kayaking, then, would you say? I guess it's more popular in the summer months.
It's actually all year round. You'll find people wearing and paddling and getting out and enjoying themselves, and it is a huge sport on Jersey, and statistically, when you start looking at it, it actually features pretty low in terms of incidents in the UK. But at the same time, that's probably because people, in most cases, recognise the importance of a little bit of experience, a little bit of training, and learning a little bit more about the sport.